From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday assured Germans of America's continuing unity and cooperation with Europe. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop in his final overseas tour as president. Mr. Obama made his remarks during a news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin.
Our alliance with our NATO partners has been a cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy for nearly 70 years, in good times and in bad, and through presidents of both parties, because the United States has a fundamental interest in Europe's stability and security.
Mr. Obama called on his successor, Donald Trump, to stand up to Russia while seeking areas of cooperation. Trump, meanwhile, met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump planned meetings with former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and Florida Governor Rick Scott. Trump met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Abe and other leaders from Asia are concerned about Trump's call for allies to pay more for U.S. military protection. They are also concerned about his opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin to plan future meetings on Friday. One source quoted in U.S. media says Donald Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney for what was called a healing meeting. Romney was an outspoken opponent of Trump during the recent political campaign. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is in line to fill what could possibly be some important spots in the new administration. This is VOA News.